Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get it started with a little bit of NFL football. There was a great story today by Mina Kimes on ESPN.com, and she wrote about Baker Mayfield. And there is this perception out there. We know what Baker Mayfield's image is. You know, he's viewed as a wild guy, too cocky, too boisterous to be a franchise quarterback, or at least a successful winning franchise quarterback. I think that that is BS. I think that Baker Mayfield's personality is different than Tom Brady's. It's different than Joe Montana's was. It may be different from several championship quarterbacks, Russell Wilson. But I think his personality is just fine, and you can win and win big with a QB with that type of personality when he's as talented as Baker Mayfield is. I think that perception, that myth needs to go.
Well, I would argue you could win with any type of quarterback. History shows the NFL has won with quarterbacks who we don't even know, meaning there are no name quarterbacks or at least just pedestrian, your Brad Johnsons of the world. Right. And, you know, you can even reach the Super Bowl with Rich Gannons and whatnot. Or you can be a Jim McMahon and be crazy and wild with the 85 Bears. And he kind of be more what you would say of a Baker Mayfield elk.
Yeah.
And not to mention, let's go Tom Brady. Since you mentioned Tom Brady, are we saying Tom Brady on or off the field? Because Baker and Tom have a whole whole lot in common when I'm on the field. I see Tom pumping up fists, talking a little smack, riling guys up, and guys buy into that, and his teammates are with him, and they back him up. Now, if you're saying off the field, and I want my quarterback to be gee golly shucks, like a Russell Wilson, you know, oh, gee, I'll tell you, man, I'm just happy to be here. And if you want that, then he's not that guy. But it's also interesting, if we're having this conversation, perceptually, is it from the fans' point of view, or is it from a GM and owner's point of view? Because fans, we can't sit here, and even us as we are in the media, we can't sit here and say, we want more personality from our athletes. We want them to be more vocal and show who they really are, and then say, oh, well, you can't win with a guy like Baker who does just that.
Right, right. And you hit it on the head. Look, Jim McMahon is one. That's just one example. How about Joe Namath?
And he is beloved, exactly. Great man. Walking around butt naked with his chest hairs out with a fur coat on. Yes.
Right. I mean, some people would say nowadays, oh, there's no way you can win with a quarterback like that. How about Ken Stabler, the party animal?
There you go.
Ben Roethlisberger.
How about Brett Favre?
And let's keep it real. I don't think he's a party animal. But how about Aaron Rodgers with the cockiness and the belt celebration, you know, the championship belt celebration? I mean, the point is there are a lot of guys. There's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to the personality of a quarterback. And all this talk about Baker, you know, he's not polished enough, professional enough. If he's working hard, if he's galvanizing the locker room, and more importantly, if he's getting it done on the field – that's all I need from my starting quarterback.
But I think we're at the last little bit of the dying, you know, of the perception of how a quarterback's supposed to be. You know, for eons, he had to be the smartest guy on the team. He, of course, had to be white because you couldn't be a black quarterback until the 80s pretty much. And so you had this perception. This is a quarterback. And I think it's carried into the 90s, carried into the early 2000s, now into the, you know, 2010s, that this is a quarterback. Head down. Don't say much. Don't answer any crazy questions. Don't have too much, you know, personality. When in reality, you know, you could talk about a guy like Cam Newton, made it all the way to the Super Bowl, you know, had a shot to win, and he's Mr. Swag between the dabbing and the, you know, and all the stuff he wears. So to me, like I said earlier, I don't buy that it has to be one way. This is how it's done, because history's shown you can win with a great quarterback, you can win with an average quarterback. It really comes down to what's the culture of your team, what's the culture and the dynamics around that. That to me typically shows your success. Reason why when Tom Brady goes out, Patriots seem to win. Even when he goes out, they still to win.
Stop it. Hold on. Now you're starting to sound like Rob Parker.
They
were 11-5 with Matt Castle, right? That's it. That was years ago.
Hold on. Don't act
like they were rolling when he stepped in for Drew Bledsoe.
Don't disrespect Jimmy G like that. Okay, they were what, 4-0 with Jimmy G?
I'd like to see Jimmy G play more than like five games.
And then you had even Jacoby Brissett.
That was four games.
Listen, you act like I didn't need Tom Brady to be in a wheelchair. Super Bowls?
You telling me they would have won some of these Super Bowls without Tom Brady?
No, okay. Since you're Mr. NBA, what I'm saying is a culture can be set.
What's that got to do with it?
I'm going to show you. A culture can be set where you have an establishment of this is how we play, this is how we perform, these are the certain roles, so that even when player X, who is the star, is out, not saying Tom Brady, Jimmy G is Tom Brady. What I'm saying is we can still succeed, we can still be successful, a la the San Antonio Spurs. Year in, year out, Tim Duncan gets old, they got some guy with cornrows, I don't know who he is. Who is this guy? Well, it's ends up being Kawhi Leonard, who was successful when they win a championship. Fast forward to even now. They lose all these guys, and they got guys like DeRozan, Aldridge. Well, they end up being successful because the minute you step in there, your role is defined. You know what you're going to do. They know what to expect. You know what you're getting out of the statistics, the front office guys, and you all of a sudden are in the playoffs when all of us go, how are the Spurs still in the playoffs? How are the Patriots still in the playoffs, or at least 11-5 without Brady? And that happens year in, year out with teams who have good consistency from a coach, a GM, and even obviously a front office or an ownership. So what I'm saying is,
as you're not saying they would be winning those Super Bowls with
Jimmy G and the Patriots up against just about any team in a Super Bowl game, who you choosing? Jimmy G and everything you know about the Patriots.
I want to see Jimmy G play more than six games.
I'm with
before,
you on that.
Before I'm going to jump on the Jimmy G bandwagon, I want to see him play some games.
I'm not even
and
on
I
the –
And I get you.
You get what I'm saying.
You, but hold – no, I get what you're saying because you're – look, the Spurs are the Patriots of the NBA. There's no doubt about it, and I get you with the culture stuff. You're going to win to a certain degree, but let's not underestimate talent either. Tim Duncan still was a smart player and a good player his last championship. Not what he was in his prime, but Manu and Tony Parker were still there, and you had a young Kawhi. And even now, DeMar DeRozan's a perennial all-star. At least he was in the East. You got LaMarcus Aldridge, another perennial all-star. So they still have some talent, too.
You always need talent. Clearly, we know that. What I'm simply saying is we're going back to the quarterback and Baker Mayfield. Look, if you have the Cleveland Browns for eons had a bad culture. So whoever they drafted, and mind you, some of these players they drafted, if we could go to heaven and get a restart in life and say, let's put Tim Couch and some of these other players on another team, they may have actually been quality players. But that organization was so ran so awfully that we don't know who ended up having talent. We don't know what scheme. Baker Mayfield already has had a couple of coaches now. So I'm saying if they get it right from a front office, from a coach, and from an organization, from an ownership, and you have Baker Mayfield who looks like he can ball, now you got something going. And I'm agreeing that it doesn't have to be a cookie cutter quarterback in order to have success.
Well, and another interesting thing in the article was that it appears, at least the article implies, and if not outright states, that Baker's public persona and really maybe on-field persona, where what he needs to do to get himself up to play quarterback, up to defy all the critics who said, you know, he wasn't a Division I quarterback, that said he wasn't a good NFL quarterback, he wasn't big enough, all of that stuff, he wasn't starting over Tyrod Taylor. It almost seems like his cockiness and his brashness may be a part of his persona when he plays sports or when he's the quarterback Baker Mayfield. Now, I know off the field he says some stuff too, but that comes in line with Baker Mayfield, the quarterback. I'm saying that because the story was saying that up through high school, he was like a teacher's pet. He didn't get in trouble. He was quiet, even shy. And then when he wasn't getting the respect he felt he deserved, wasn't getting recruited like he felt he deserved, was even maybe misled or if not lied to by some college recruiters, that's when he felt like he needs to just start speaking his mind and saying whatever he wanted to and not worrying about what people think. You know, was he 24?
Right.
He just got married, you know, so he just got married or is about to get married.
Yeah, he just got married. Yeah. By the way, there's a funny story there, too. So that shows his personality. Look, he's going to do whatever it takes to be successful, even following and unfollowing his now wife, girl on Instagram at the time, who he kept trying to get it. He begged to go out to lunch with. So, look, he's going to get the job done. And you mentioned something there, Chris, when you say that, you know, finding that motivation, right, that thing that can keep the chip on your shoulder. And we know historically how many guys have done that, created false narratives, or one small little thing, they take it and blow it up and make it something bigger than it really is so that they can continue to have that motivation. Or even just, look, when I'm locked in and loaded and I'm ready to go, this is how I'm going to be or have to be. I'll give you an example. The beautiful and talented Beyonce, right? If you ever met her, you've been around her, she's very meek and relaxed, and you'd be surprised, because when she's Sasha Fierce on the stage or performing in a video or at music awards, you're like, dang, she's doing this, she's dancing, she's flipping, she's belting out singing. But then when you see her, she's really relaxed, she's really nervous, and she's shy. And I think if Baker has to do that, look, off the field, I'm a family man, I run with my dogs, literally my dogs, you know, and I'm just a chill guy. But when I get on that field, I got to get the swagger. I might do a little nay-nay and whip on you. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I respect that, whatever it takes.
You know what I get from that story?
What's
you're
that?
Cool. You're cool with Beyonce.
I'm
impressed, bro.
No, that is how rumors get started.
You said it like, yo, we be kicking it. Beyonce is chill. She's nothing like y'all see on stage.
You're a man of faith. You know, it has to start in the mind, and then it can, you know, it can manifest itself in reality. No, I'll just say this before we break. You know, about a
decade. Have you met her?
Yes, a decade or so ago, I was working in radios on the music side, and my boss says, hey, we got tickets to see Beyonce. I say, nah, not my cup of tea musically in a concert. He said, oh, okay, well, cool, but it's just that we had a meet and greet ticket. I said, hold up, you didn't say we had meet and greet. Nah, that's two different things. So I bring my girlfriend. I said, hey, let's go see Beyonce. Boom, we see her. She's great. We meet her. She's so meek. She's shy, and I pump fake because she was kicking banging with some guy named Jay-Z or whatever. They weren't married. I wasn't married either.
Oh, you had a shot.
And I had a shot. Some guy, Sean something, I don't know.
Did you take your shot?
And it's the worst thing ever in my life. Now, I've never been a bashful or shy guy. In fact, I was pretty charming back in my day. But you would be disappointed in me, Chris, if I told you I pump faked. They said, oh, Beyonce, this is the radio guy. This is Kelvin Washington. And she said, hi. And I said, hey, I swallowed hard. Beyonce, And then she moves on to my girlfriend at the time, now wife. And they just, girl,
oh, but your girlfriend was right there.
Listen, hey, listen, she know. Oh, it wasn't about that. Because I was single. If you ain't married, you're single, okay? If I had a chance, I was going to take it, but I didn't, and I pump faked. And next thing I know, they're talking and having a great time and hugging and talking about how great they danced and performed, and I just sat on the sideline.
Oh, so it was
eating the free buffet. I'm disappointed.
That's still a good story,
but I don't
man.
Know. I mean, it's just in my dreams or whatever.
Yeah, that's still a good story.
We all have dreams.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Now, let me first say this, and this is not to soften the blow or anything like that, because I really believe this. Nick Saban's the best coach in college football history.
No, I don't think there's really any debate in that. I'm with you.
Right. Okay. So that's not a revelation, nope. But I got respect for what he's done as a coach. However, today, and we've known it before, he's sacred. And again.
Just today?
Four. But he kind of reiterated it. He doubled down, I should say, on his image when at the SEC media day, he said this, Kelvin. He was talking about players transferring and the transfer portals and waivers and all that. He said, the issue with the transfer portal is we've gotten very liberal in giving people waivers. So when we do that, it becomes free agency, which I don't think is good for college football. I don't think it's good for fans. If we're going to have a transfer portal that's good for the players, then we ought to have a rule that says regardless of what happens when you transfer, you have to sit out a year. Here's the worst sentence I think he uttered all day. We make commitments to players for 4 years. Let me repeat that. We make commitments to players for 4 years. They make commitments to us to be in our program. It may not work out for everybody, and they may have a better opportunity someplace else, but if they have to sit out for a year, it would be a consequence for them in terms of their commitment. Now, let me give you a little bit of Nick Saban's history for those that don't know. He resigned as head coach of Michigan State so he could go coach LSU. Then he told reporters he wouldn't leave LSU. He was not leaving. But a week later, a report comes out that he had already interviewed with the Miami Dolphins. And on Christmas Day, of course, news broke that he was going to the Dolphins. Then, while he was still with the Dolphins, just 2 years later, he said, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. 2 weeks later, he's introduced as a head coach at Alabama. Now, I'm sorry, Kelvin. I'm with Saban in that I don't think it should just be the wild, wild west. And if a player's not happy with his playing time or he can't cut it at a university, he can just go somewhere else and play right away. I think there should be rules so that it doesn't become free agency, as he said. Because you need players to stick with the program, you know, to some degree.
Figuratively and literally.
Right. But I also think that if there are legitimate reasons for a transfer, then a player should be able to go elsewhere and play. And Saban is being completely hypocritical because if a coach can leave and break his commitment to the university and to the players, then why can't a player do it?
There's a lot to unpack. You are a father. So would you not agree that you set the tone for your daughters on what integrity looks like, what accountability, responsibility looks like?
Yes.
So when you have a guy who's supposed to be the head coach who's going in guys' living rooms and speaking to their parents and grandparents and, you know, whoever is over them, and he's telling them, I'm going to be this to them, I'm going to be that to them, they're going to be a part of this, and yet he chooses to leave them, and he chooses to leave them whenever he feels that it's apropos for him to leave, or when it's advantageous, I should say. More money here, better opportunity here, jump to the NFL, and he leaves. He's setting the tone for already when it's best for you do you.
Thank
but now
you.
When it trickles down to his players and they decide to leave, now it's hold on, wait. Because why? That affects his bottom line. If I have a backup quarterback who's good to great, but I don't need him right now because like he's had over the last few years, I have great quarterback to great quarterback to great quarterback. Well, I might need him in year two or three, so I don't want him leaving. And in fact, I want him to be punished or penalized if he does, so then I don't lose him because that affects my bottom line. I want to keep the hits rolling and keep going with these great quarterbacks. So that's why he says it. But I find it hypocritical, as you mentioned, when everything he's saying is always, it's anti the player, but it's never anti him or other coaches. Give you another example. We're going to touch on this later, so I won't dive too deep, but the idea of money being paid to players. All I know is I see him with a Coke in front of every press conference with a Coca-Cola because yep. Coca-Cola sponsors him. So he is just doubling down on how I'm going to smack you guys with hypocrisy. I'm smacking you on the money in because I'm not even just my salary, which you don't see because your boy gets direct deposit and you don't even know what he has. But because I'm also putting a Coca-Cola where you know I'm endorsed and you cannot be endorsed. And by the way, he's probably not going to leave Alabama because there's no better situation. But let's just say he was at Oklahoma or Missouri where, yeah, it's good, but I could leave for something else. He would because the track record has proven that he would do so. So I just find
here's
it hypocritical.
Here's what I'll say, Kelvin. Put the same rules on the coaches. And I'm a guy that respects authority. I believe that in a civilized society, your institutions need to respect authority. Okay? So I'm not anti-authority. I'm not coaches and players are all the same and everything. However, because you look at Saban's track record, I would say put the same rules in this regard on coaches that you put on players. So a coach, if he breaks his contract to go coach somewhere else, without legitimate reasons, ones that are essentially the same as players, then he has to sit out a year before he can coach. How about that?
We're in agreement. We are in agreement.
Now, if your contract runs out, you're free to go wherever you want. But you can't break your contract and go elsewhere to coach unless you sit out a year, unless there are reasons.
Let me throw this at you, though. You said, you know, you don't want to kind of open the floodgates when it comes to transfers. But let me throw this at you. What would it really matter? Because sometimes we fear, and this goes beyond just sports. This is applicable to many things in life. We fear, because of the fear of things, we actually, to me, sometimes aren't rational. If you just open up transferring, it's if you have 100 guys on a college football team, maybe 5 transfer. And I think the idea that all of a sudden every kid is going to transfer. Number one, every kid doesn't want to transfer. Every kid may love his role. Every kid may love the city or the university. Every kid may love it because it's close to home. So the idea that like all of a sudden everyone's going to transfer, I don't think that's going to happen. And so to me, again, I'm not saying we should, but what is the big fear that all of a sudden everybody's going to transfer? That's not the case. I don't think every player is interested in it.
I'm open to that. This year, there were 65 players that transferred this year. And that's not a huge number when you consider how many are playing college football.
No, that's probably 0.001% of college football players.
I mean, so I'm open to that. You're right. I mean, what I don't want is the player that goes to a school, gets beat out, and can't play. Just all of them transferring. All the second stringers, third stringers.
But that's not realistic.
But to
you
your
might
point,
have
you're
the
right.
One quarterback.
It's not going to happen. I'm with you.
Yeah. I think you might have the one quarterback. But a cornerback who isn't starting, he'll be like, all right, what's the probability? One of y'all going to get hurt. I'll come in. And I love it. I'm at Alabama. Why would I want to go transfer to Northern Illinois just to start? So I think most guys would stick around.
No, I feel you. And I'm with that. I think that's actually a good point. And because you're right, most guys would. Some guys are getting, you know, they're getting a dose of reality that, hey, I'm not going to the NFL. I'm not good enough. Or maybe they're going to work their tails off because they're at a great program and they're not starting. And they understand that's the best thing to make them better and give them a chance to get to the NFL. So that's a good point. You know, it might not be the worst thing if you just say, hey, you can transfer if you want.
That's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shaquille O'Neal was on Jimmy Kimmel Live recently, and he was asked about super teams, Kelvin. Here's what he said.
If you were playing right now, which team would you rather be on?
Not one of those teams.
No, I would. Milwaukee, man, or something?
I'm from the era where guys wanted to compete and, you know, beat each other. So I would wait and see, you know, who's teaming up and doing that, and I would go on the team that needs a superstar and I'll teach them guys how to beat the super teams.
Lot he said there. I mean, even him saying, I'm from the era where guys wanted to compete and beat each other. That's a little bit of a slight.
That's a more whole than a lot little of slight.
Bit. Right.
I can't
more
wait.
Than a little bit.
Look, because I'm going to
let you go first. No, I'm going to let you go first because I know you want to weigh in.
Ooh.
And I'll see if I have to jump on you.
All right.
Or if I agree. So I'm going to let you have the floor right
I'm ready,
now.
I'm ready to come into the ring and knock somebody out. And it would be okay, but I can't knock him out. He's too big. That's not the point.
Figuratively.
The point is.
Verbally.
Look at the, man, if that ain't, what is it? The pot calling the kettle black? Listen to
uh-oh.
This. Shaquille O'Neal was drafted, fortunately, by Orlando, but who did he have? He had Penny next to him. Then he goes to the Lakers, and they had Kobe Bryant. But then after that, he goes to Miami because he saw a young D-Wade flourish, and he was like, ooh, that boy, I can ride with him to the championship. Then after that, he goes and sees, well, Steve Nash is having all these MVP years. In fact, he even stole one from me. Let me go play with Steve Nash. And then he said, boy, that LeBron James looked like he might be the best thing smoking. Let me go play with LeBron. And Shaq, for the rest of his career, was going around trying to create super teams and jumping on teams and trying to make the, you know,
all
and
right,
be
all
paired
right,
up
all
with
right.
somebody.
Enough of the madness. All right. Apparently, we had 1 hour of peace, but it's about to be on right now. All right, I got to stop you because you just misrepresented some major history. Number one, you're right. He's drafted by Orlando. Penny Hardaway comes and joins him and is drafted by him as well. And they could have been one of the best duos in NBA history had not injuries failed Penny. And obviously, Shaq left as a free agent to go to the Lakers, as you said. But Kobe was a rookie. Don't act like he went to play with some 18-year-old high school kid that nobody save Jerry West knew was going to be as good as he was. He was a 13th pick, after all. He wasn't hyped like LeBron James.
Right, I'll give you that. Yes.
All right. Then he was traded to Miami. He wasn't a free agent saying, let me go play with
D-Wade. You don't think he had
something
to say?
He was traded there.
You don't think he had something to say where he was going?
No. And even if he did, that was 2004. Yeah, Wade had a nice rookie year, but, you know, you couldn't have known Wade was going to become what he did.
Shaq even said it. I saw him down there, and I was saying to myself, that boy can play, and I would love to play with him. Matter of fact, I call him Flash.
That's fine, but it's not comparable to what these guys are doing today. And I'm not one that kills the guys today. I'm just saying that you can't put Shaq being traded to Miami Hold on, let me go to the rest of them. Steve Nash. Shaq was done by that point. And who was Steve Nash for somebody to be like, oh, I got to play with him? Yeah, two-time MVP.
Whoa!
Never even reached the NBA Finals.
Whoa!
Nobody's looking at Steve Nash like he's about to carry me. Never reached the NBA Finals. Shaq was past his prime. That was Phoenix saying, let me get Shaq up in here. And again, I believe, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that was a trade. Then Cleveland, that was a trade. And again, Shaq was a shell of himself when he played with LeBron in Cleveland.
What?
So you got some revisionist history up here. I noticed that's a trend among y'all Detroit cats.
We got some revisionist history. If you're telling me who wanted to play with Steve Nash, there's many people we don't even know after or before Steve Nash.
Both trades.
Amari Stoudemire, we ain't even heard from except taking red wine baths since Steve Nash. Sean Marion, we ain't really heard much from him. I mean, I'm not saying these were bad players.
All he did was go to Dallas and win a championship.
I'm not saying they didn't have a great crew, but their careers were at their peak running with Steve Nash.
And they never got to the finals.
I'm not even the biggest Steve Nash fan, but what I'm saying, don't have revisionist history make like Steve Nash wasn't balling.
Shaq got traded to Phoenix. You're missing the main point. I agree. Nash was nice, but I'm just saying, Shaq, all of these were trades.
But all of these were trades calculated by Shaq. It wasn't like out of the blue.
No, they weren't.
Okay.
No, they weren't. It was no, they weren't. They weren't trades calculated by Shaq.
They weren't
Anthony Davis, Paul George type trades.
I will concede that they weren't, hey, let me make this announcement in February that I want to go play with the Lakers. I'm conceding that. But let me also say this. One of the things that Shaq, you can go even back in the 80s, these guys, they don't get is these kids were drafted into whatever the situation is, right? So let's use LeBron. Now, he wanted to go to Cleveland because he's from that area, so it makes sense, right? I can be the kid to change the narrative of my city team. But my point is, what did he go into? A historically at best, bad organization. You got all these kids who are going to the Knicks, a badly ran organization. So what happens is you get guys who go to these teams, go to the situations where they were drafted in. I didn't choose them. I was chosen by them, and I gave you the best five, six, seven, 8 years of my life. And now I say, now I want to go play somewhere else. I want to go play with this person. Why is that deemed such a bad thing when I gave you my blood, sweat, and tears for the first 5, 6, 7, 8 years of my career? Why can't LeBron?
I'll give you that. I'm not against the player moving. I love the player empowerment, to be honest. So I'm not. My only issue with what you said was just saying that Shaq had but done reason, similar
let me,
things.
Let me say this one more thing. When I said with Shaq, however you want to say it, traded, happened to be the right teams. He had a wealth of talent around him that he then can say what I would not have done. So it's easy to say what I would not have done. If you were born on the right side of the tracks, you could look back and say, well, I wouldn't have sold drugs. Well, some people, they felt that's all they had to do. I'm not justifying. I'm saying, Shaq, I got Kobe, who turned out to be great. I got all these other nice pieces around me. I had Penny Hardaway and nice pieces around me. I go to Dwayne Wade and nice pieces around me. Yeah, I can easily sit here and say I wanted to compete. Because it's easy because I had guys to compete with. And some guys are sitting there and they're looking around like LeBron, looking like Boobie Gibson is the best player I got. Get me out of here.
Yeah, not look, again, I'm not against the player movement. And the super teams thing is not new.
Correct.
What's new is the player-generated super teams. That's what's new.
Agreed.
Player-generated ones. Because in the 80s, the Celtics with Bird were a super team. We can go further than that with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, Gail Goodrich. That was obviously
the
super team.
The
Celtics had super teams, right. So it's not new, Showtime, Lakers, and all that. But what's new is LeBron James in 2010 instituted the era of the player-generated super team. Even Boston, before that, with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, was a super team, but it was owners and general managers putting those teams together. The difference now is it's players doing it. And I love that. I love the players being empowered, because if a team can break the contract and trade you, then a player can say, hey, I want to be traded. The team doesn't have to trade you, mind you. Like, if you got 2 years left, Oklahoma City could have easily said to Paul George, well, Paul, you got 3 years left. We got Russell Westbrook. Right. We think we can win now. So we're not trading you. So it goes both ways. The teams don't have to bow down and obey the players. But I like the player empowerment. But I do like the fact, I do like what Shaq is saying. Like, this year, we got the best of both worlds. We got the player empowerment of Kawhi Leonard going where he wants to go. Paul George going where he wants to go. Anthony Davis going where he wants to go. And we got the other great aspect, the other world, which is great, of it only being dynamic duos versus super teams. And obviously, I was saying Kawhi was going to the Lakers. A lot of other people saying it as well. I'm glad he didn't, though. I'm glad he had the mindset that I want to beat LeBron James rather than team up with him. And that's where, like, now we've got the best of both worlds. Player empowerment, they're going where they want, but parity as far as the elite teams, because now we have a ton of dynamic duos rather than the lopsided stuff we just had with Golden State.
No, I agree with that. I think it's going to make for the first time in maybe 5 to 10 years where you can say, I don't know who's going to win the championship. The last, 7, 8 years, you could walk into the NBA season and say, it's probably going to be them or maybe them. That's about it. Now you legitimately don't know. But also, I think what a contributing factor to this is people like Chris Broussard. Rob Parker. I think you guys contributed to this, and I'll tell you how. So let's go back to LeBron James, right? LeBron James.
Contributed to this meaning what?
This meaning the idea of player movement. This meaning Let me pair up with guys. Let me go create quote-unquote super teams. Here's why. You've been studying and covering basketball and playing basketball your whole life. So, back in the day, we didn't talk championships as much. Yes, it was something you mentioned, but if a guy was nice, he was nice. Like, nobody was like, Dominique Wilkins ain't nice because he ain't won a championship. You're like, Dominique Wilkins is nice. Reggie Miller is nice. Chuck Barkley, well, that boy can play. You didn't, and if maybe you'll touch on a championship, but we didn't hold that to being the end-all, be-all standard. Then comes talk radio, sports talk radio, and sports blogs, and then all these shows and, Odd Couple shows. Bros and all these Twitter, where all of a sudden we have guys like LeBron who legitimately we see is going to end up being a top 10 player at the time. Now it looks like he's going to be a top 1, 2, or 3. And we're saying, yeah, but. Kobe Bryant's great. Yeah, but he doesn't have enough. Jordan has 6. So Kobe's like, I got to get more. Yeah, but LeBron's great, but Kobe has 5. LeBron's like, I got to get one. Yeah, Kevin Durant may be legitimately the greatest scorer we've seen in the last 30, 40 years. Yeah, but he doesn't have a championship. We've created this narrative where you're only great if. So we put the pressure on these players where, well, shoot, I thought I was doing it the right way, giving my all, blood, sweat, and tears every night, even with some teams that are bad, even with an ownership that's bad, even with a coach that sucks. But now I got to go out and find a way to win a championship, or when my career is done, they're going to say, yeah, he was good, but. What excellent. Did you just say about Steve Nash? You just said Steve didn't even make the finals. So now we have guys who are hearing that. They heard what you said about Barkley, about Nash, all these guys years later, because we didn't really say it back then. I didn't hear anybody say that about Karl Malone. They like Karl Malone out here balling, trying to win a championship. It's not his fault he ran into Jordan. So now you got guys like hearing that. Well, in order for me to be legitimized, I have to win.
That's an excellent point, and I've said that before. You're absolutely right. You know, you didn't have – not local 24-hour-a-day
right.
sports talk shows until the 90s.
Right.
And then you didn't have national shows until even later after that.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
National radio shows. And of course, the debate shows. You're absolutely right. I mean, look, here's the greatest example. Jerry West, we got it. Right? Jerry West is the logo of the league. Jerry West's nickname is Mr. Clutch, but he lost the first 7 times he went to the NBA Finals. He's 1-8 in NBA Finals. There is no way, no how, to quote Rob Parker, that a player could be called Mr. Clutch today if he had lost 7 straight times
preach.
In the NBA Finals.
It's Worship Wednesday,
and you're
preach.
Right. You are right. You are absolutely right. I'm in full agreement with you there. Now, look, this makes all of us money. It makes you and I money because mm-hmm. the climate of sports has gotten so intense. It makes the players money. It makes the NBA money that we keep talking about it. We keep making it a year-round sport. So it's all good for the players, but you're absolutely right. The pressure is on them more than ever to win. Now, I will say this, Kelvin. I think it began with Magic and Bird. That's when it really was like winning was the ultimate thing because Bird never led the league in scoring. Magic averaged 19 points a game. I mean, their stats were great. Don't get me wrong. But they showed it's about winning, man.
No, I'm not arguing that.
And they were so unselfish that all they cared about was winning. And they began it. Then Jordan comes along and is not only the best individually, but he's running through the league in terms of championships. So that is where it began. And then put on top of that, how the media climate changed with the radio shows, with the debate shows on television, with ESPN blowing up. And that is what this has led to. Throw on top of that social media. And now we have the climate we do. So I'm with you. Players, they should have the right to move, and they are pressured to win more than ever, no doubt.
Yeah, there's a lot more to unpack, and I know we're getting ready to take some calls on it. So I will leave some of it for the next segment.
Yeah, because we're going to get into it again.
Yeah, we came back together. We kumbaya'd at the end.
That's right. That's right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.